following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Hi, I'm the automated hold system for your cut rate claims department. To get forwarded to the wrong person, press 1. To get put on hold for 40 minutes and then disconnected, press 2. To repeat your story to the entire company, including the cleaning staff, press 3. To do something that isn't stupid, hang up and get Allstate.
The only insurance company who guarantees your claim experience won't be mayhem. Like me.
Introducing the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Only Allstate has claim service so good, it's guaranteed. To learn more or find an agent near you, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. That's allstate.com/satisfaction. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Danny Show, both back in studio for a couple of days anyway, and we're glad to have you along with us. This first full week of March, we're going to be off to a rousing start here, hopefully on this Monday, talking high school hoops, Husker hoops, the good kind. Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women. I don't know. There's very – you look at those teams that are in the top of the women's rankings, Connecticut, good men's program, Duke, good men's program, Stanford –
has been really
Notre
good.
Dame, yeah. Baylor, yeah. So I'm face it, outside of maybe the Connecticut women who get all the press, even those women don't get a lot of coverage. We have no choice. We're glad that the Nebraska women are doing well and that the Nebraska men, we wish they were. But they got one game left, and it's Thursday. So Matt Coatney going to join us. Also, Russ Neinmeier of state champion Sandy Creek. Now, all of a sudden, they're one state title away from joining South Sioux City for the most in Nebraska history. So now there's a goal out there. Also, Shannon Lovin for Minden, they get ready to move on to the boys' state tournament. That's all coming up. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, Jeff doing the producing and engineering of today's program. We're glad to have you along with us.
Out of the blue, Tiger just birdied again, by the way. What a finish that was yesterday. When you had the Nebraska women on, you got Tiger coming down the stretch, which Rory did what he needed to do, take over the number one. Great. Good for Rory. But it was nice to see Tiger make the Tiger-esque runs that people became accustomed to in the old days. And then you had Creighton doing what they did yesterday and taking that tourney title all at the same time.
How did – Jeff, would you pull up Illinois State's schedule? And I want to just see their results. What happened early in the season? And which conference game did they – I mean, were they losing to – Bradley, Drake, what the hell's going on? I mean,
they were
competitive with Creighton every time they played. They beat Wichita State. They look like a very good basketball team. Couple of things. One thing they said yesterday on the broadcast, that of course is they kept repeating it on Golf Channel, which is where I got to see most of it on the repeat. They said Tiger, who eagled 18, didn't birdie it the first three rounds, a par five. He loses by two. That's three rounds he lets a stroke, which in the old days, and it's like talking Nebraska football, in the old days, he used to always make that birdie. Maybe he quit going for it. Maybe you find a way to birdie. Daddy, before we talk to Matt Coatney, though, here, this NFL bounty thing is getting way the hell out of control. Here's what I want to see, and I haven't heard one person on the national scene say this yet. Adam Schefter, they just talked about they're going to be taking away draft picks. They're going to be fining and suspending people. No. No, don't ruin the game of football over something that everybody is doing. And ruin might be, don't.
It's a physical contact sport is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that at all. This don't be given the death penalty to current teams for something that had nothing to do with them. This is just like the NCAA when you put USC on probation and the coach doesn't get anything because he's with the Seattle Seahawks. Here's what you do. You do say this. Here's what I want to see. I want to see them do what they did with baseball and the drug policy. All right, guys, I don't ever want to hear about it again. Everybody, right now, if everybody's doing it like all the players claim, or we're doing it, or a majority were doing it, from this day forward, it stops. And if I ever hear it, Roger Goodell, if I ever hear it happening again, then we are going to have definite suspensions, definite loss of draft picks, and set out a guideline. I mean, because all of a sudden now Greg Williams gets a penalty, then it's going to start coming out. This guy did it. Then we're going to have a mess. Let's wipe the slate clean and say we're never going to do it again. Because if you do, here's what happens. Doesn't that make sense?
Am I
off base here?
And you're saying make the penalties severe. I mean, it's not
just like you're doing with the drugs. And this is a different deal. I mean, you're talking. And I don't know how much of a different deal it is. You're talking enhancement. You're not talking drugs in Major League Baseball. You're talking enhancement. And you're talking, you know, boy, 25 games, 50 games, 100 games, a year, lifetime ban. You know, you get four different levels. Doesn't that make sense?
But at the same time now, every physical hit or every time somebody goes backwards, And their neck snaps back and they hit the ground, I don't want to see them go the other way and say, well, we got to investigate that hit. And we spend all this time. It's still a contact sport.
Well, and John just fires us off an email here before I went on that rant. This is perfect. Bounty Gate will take all the negative away from Sue and move it to focus on something way worse. If they don't come down hard on this, it will only open Pandora's box. How will that open Pandora's box? If they come down hard on it, then nobody's going to talk about it. If they don't come down hard on it, then they'll talk about how it happened, and we'll put this away. I don't agree with this one.
You know, something I do agree with is the way the women's basketball team is playing, Doug. That's why Matt Cotney, the voice of the Lady Huskers, joins us right now. Matt, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, it was a sprint through Indy, and happy to be back in Nebraska. Looking forward to see where I get to broadcast my next game from. It's kind of weird not knowing where the next game is going to be, but kind of exciting also.
Well, what a run. Nebraska was trying to become the first team to go 4-4 and win a championship. But, Matt, let's go back. Let's go back here and, I guess, build from maybe some negativity up. This team started so well, and they flat-out lost games that they should not have lost in the Big Ten season coming down the stretch, which could have put them at a 2 or a 3 seed, which would not have made them play on Thursday. What happened when they were losing games to Northwestern and games they shouldn't have lost? I know Michigan State, you can say whatever. It's on the but what happened and then that turned that around to what happened this week?
It's very simple. You've got a team that gets 50% of its production from freshmen, and they play 50% of the minutes. And I told people at the beginning of the year, it's going to be a wild ride with this team. The highs are going to be very high. The lows are going to be very low. And for example, the team 2 years ago that went undefeated in the regular season, they were very consistent. They played every game the same. That's because they had 6 seniors. And that's exactly what happened with this team. The highs were very high. A 3-overtime win at Purdue to take the lead in the Big Ten on February 2nd, a 4-game run through the Big Ten tournament, a huge regular season, and the lows were very low, head-scratching losses to teams like Northwestern and Michigan at home. And the number one reason for that was a lack of aggressiveness against the zone defense that Michigan ran, and therefore the team lost some confidence. They got that confidence back before the Ohio State game, and a lot of it was due to Lindsey Moore's ability to put this team on her back. A lot of people have said Jordan Hooper is a candidate for Conference Player of the Year, but maybe Lindsey Moore is the best player on the team. Lindsey's ability to exude confidence, be aggressive, show how to beat zone defenses with dribble penetration, turn the whole thing around. And once Lindsey started playing at a very high level, this whole team started playing at a very high level again.
Okay, in this tournament, Matt, you mentioned the highs being so high. I can't claim to have watched 50 women's basketball games this season, but against Ohio State, that's about as well as any team in throw Baylor and Connecticut and all the Notre Dame. If they shoot the ball like that, they're as good as anybody out there.
Well, they're pretty good. Now, let's put a little bit of cold water on that. I've said from the beginning of the year, and I think a lot of people very early were like, really? I said, this is on their best day. This is about the 20th. Best team in the country, and on their worst day, they're about the 40th best team in the country, and I still stay with that. Connecticut, Baylor, they're a different animal, believe me. What Nebraska lacks is a very dominant inside post game. And just what you said, when Nebraska shoots the ball like that, they can play as well as anyone, and that's true, but you're not going to shoot the ball like that all the time. In fact, in the game you're talking about, the Huskers started 2 of 20. From the floor, so you're not gonna be an exceptional team like a Baylor, who's undefeated, unless you're very balanced. And Connie Urie will be the first to tell you this is not a balanced team. Now, all I'm saying is this is a very, very good Nebraska team. There are not a lot of Baylors and UConns and Notre Dames and Stanfords out there. Nebraska's having a great run, but I think they are about what they are, and that's about the 20th best team in the country, which is a really, really great season for a team that, quite frankly, is a year ahead of schedule. I think all of us associated with the program were really kind of pointing towards next year as the year that they could make some noise. And, you know, Connie's got this team about a year ahead.
We're talking with Matt Cotney, voice of the Husker women's basketball team. Has got a chance to listen to him all throughout the tournament, and that's more exciting than watching it almost seemed like. So, Matt, great job by you and Jeff. I'll ask you right now, for the folks out there, Joel Lenardi is your bracketologist for the men. Charlie Cream is your bracketologist for the women. He's got Connecticut, Stanford, Baylor, Notre Dame, his number one seeds. Give me big picture. Which one of those brackets would you like to be in? Which one would the Huskers... We're dreaming, so which one would the Huskers match up with of those number one seeds?
Not Baylor.
I don't know. We're not an inside...
You're going to think I'm crazy. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm crazy, and I've had this question asked me by many people, and I've said the Huskers want to be in Baylor's bracket.
Yeah, see, I agree.
Here is why. For just the reasons I outlined to you, the Huskers don't have a strong inside game. Well, Baylor has maybe the best inside game in the history of women's basketball. The only chance you have against Baylor is if you are a good outside shooting team. It is impossible to dribble penetrate against Brittany Griner. Now, Nebraska also has 2 scouts that they can dial up out of their file cabinet on this Baylor team and these players. In the last 2 years, Nebraska's 1-1 against Baylor, and they beat him the year Baylor was in the Final Four. They know how to play against this team. And even the year Baylor won the national championship, Nebraska beat them. The matchups with Baylor and the coaching style with Tim Mulkey are very advantageous to the way Nebraska plays. And I know you think it's crazy, but Nebraska has a terrible matchup problem with Notre Dame, a terrible matchup problem with Connecticut. I would say second, Stanford. Stanford's really good. They've got 2 of the most tremendous athletes you've ever seen in the Iwumike sister. So there's not a good matchup there, but hey, if you were making me pick, I'd say Baylor.
Okay, if Nebraska would have won against Northwestern during the year, which should have happened, everybody says that now, and they were, and they would only played 3 games and gotten to this final. They win against, they just ran out of gas, didn't they, Matt?
I think so, and I think let's credit Purdue. I think that people need to understand what a good team Purdue was and how much they wanted to win that title. Their seniors had never won it. Ohio State had a 3-year grip on that tournament. Here's the other thing that I think when you're watching it on TV, you didn't get a sense of. That was a home game for Purdue. Okay, the Husker fans are outnumbered 4-1. West Lafayette is just down the road. That'd be like if Creighton played at the Devaney Center. that basically the Huskers were a road team. So, you know, while they ran out of gas, remember when Nebraska played at Purdue with fresh legs, they had to take three overtimes to beat them. So, you know, you can look at it a number of ways. Yeah, but absolutely. The fact that Nebraska got that far in game four, and don't forget about Emily Cady, who's basically playing on one leg right now. Lindsey's playing with a bruised knee. It would have been a great game. I don't think it's a slam dunk, but yeah, we absolutely would like to have seen Nebraska play that with only having three games.
Matt Cotney, voice of the Husker women, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Folks watching that game yesterday can only say, man, if K.K. Hauser would have come to Nebraska, this team would be 30-2 again. Can you explain to the fans out there that K.K. and Lindsey probably wouldn't be on the court at the same time?
Lindsey Moore wouldn't be the point guard here if K.K. Hauser were here. And Nebraska would be a completely different team. And K.K. is a good player. I'm not trying to say she's not a good player. I will say that Nebraska should be very, very happy that Lindsey Moore is the point guard. But, you know, when you start recruiting people, you don't recruit two exceptional point guards at the same time. Quite frankly, Connie Ory will tell you, at the time she had to make a decision on a point guard, Lindsey Moore, who was the Washington State Player of the Year, and was in a backcourt with Courtney Vandersloot, who's in the WNBA right now, was available. And K.K. Hauser, during her sophomore year at Lincoln Southeast, was not the player Lindsey Moore was as a sophomore at Kentwood High School in Washington. Doesn't mean K.K. Hauser's a bad player, but when you take a look at Lindsey Moore was the best point guard on the West Coast, and Lindsey Moore is a candidate for National Player of the Year, K.K. Hauser isn't, and Lindsey Moore is a candidate for National Point Guard of the Year, K.K. Hauser isn't, Nebraska got the better player statistically, award-wise, everything you look at it. And Nebraska would be a completely different player when you look at their styles of play. K.K.'s a great player. She had a great game yesterday. She would have had a great career here at Nebraska. But Nebraska, quite honestly, got the best point guard out of the deal.
Matt, with double overtime, were you trying to call a timeout?
You mean with 3 seconds left?
Yeah.
Connie said she wishes she would have called a timeout. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that Nebraska didn't call any timeouts in the 3-overtime game at Purdue and won the game. This is the team that has shown they're really good at running a play without a timeout. If Nebraska calls a timeout at Purdue, they don't win that game, and Emily Cady doesn't hit the shot she hits. If Nebraska calls a timeout yesterday, there's no guarantee they would have. And, you know, this is hindsight 2020. Connie, I think, is very upset she didn't call a timeout. She said that. She was quoted. She told me that after the game. Jeff Breach and I have talked about it at length. Honestly, we probably wouldn't have called the timeout. And I'm not just saying that to defend my coach, because the coach is saying she should have. But this team has showed over and over again that they run the play pretty well without calling the timeout.
Matt, we know you got to get running here, so we'll give you a 1-1A and let you out of here. What seed should Nebraska be? What do you think they will be? And secondly, almost 2 weeks, and it could be 2 full weeks off before Nebraska plays again, pluses and minuses to that.
Well, going into the tournament, I thought Nebraska was an 8. I thought if they would have lost their first-round game, they would have been a 9. I thought if they would have won the championship, they'd have been a 6. Right now, they're a 7, I think, a high 7. They could probably, with the S-curve, and this year, and I don't want anyone to have enough time for this, but the geography of the tournament and the S-curve is going to be a lot more important than RPI and those types of things this year. I think Nebraska is going to play as a 7. And if I had to guess, they're going to go to Ames, Iowa, and play 10-seeded Iowa State, unless Bill Finley makes a huge run in the Big 12 tournament, which is going to be harder to do since there's only 10 teams there. A lot of people want to put Nebraska as a 5. They could S curve up to a 6, but really this is a 7-seeded team, I think. And you know, honestly, if we had our druthers, we'd like to go back to Florida State because they're not going to make the tournament. They're a host. I think Miami's going to be there as a 2 or 3 seed, and we've beaten Miami each of the last 2 years. Miami just lost to Wake Forest. I think that would be a great road to the Sweet 16, but. In terms of the time off, the coaches hate it in the Big Ten. You talk to any coach in the Big Ten, they can't stand that much time off. I think the pluses for Nebraska right now is it gets them some time to kind of heal up, because if you watch that game yesterday, that was not a game for the weak of heart. This team is tired, pretty banged up, bruised up, so they'll need the week off is going to be good for them, and then they'll really get after it once they know who they're going to play.
Well, I think Husker fans are disappointed, hearing that, because I think a lot of them, here 20th, 24th in the country, thinking a four, a low four, high five, somewhere in there. But Matt Cotney, we appreciate your time and we appreciate your opinion on the matters. You're closest as any of us are to it, so we appreciate that.
Hey, always love coming on your show. You guys do a great job, and I always love talking Husker women's basketball.
Hey, Matt, keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you when the NCAA tournament gets rolling around.
All right, buddy. We'll love to be back on. Thank you.
Take care. You betcha. We'll have you on anytime. That's Matt Cotney. He's getting a lot of pub lately, by the way. If we had more time, I'd be poking him about that. Television and newspaper. And there are right now, according to Bracketology on ESPN with Charlie Cream, he's got 6 Big Ten teams in. Penn State a 3 seed, Purdue a 4 seed, Ohio State a 5 seed, Nebraska a 7 seed. He's got them playing Princeton and then Maryland a 2 seed in the next round. Iowa a 9 and Michigan State a 10.
Where do you think the Lady Huskers?
Well, just on the face of things, I would think they would be a solid 6, but we'll see. I mean, I would think there are 6. Some of these programs, like a Green Bay and a Delaware, that are in the top 15, will not be a 3, a 4 seed. They're like Gonzaga in their heyday on the men's side, going 29-3 and being an 8 seed. I think Nebraska will be a 6. Maybe I'm being optimistic. I mean, the rankings will come out here in about an hour. We'll see where they're at.
But I would think they would move up. I mean, they're 24th.
Their RPI is right around 30. You got to remember that their RPI is a little bit higher than what their ranking is. That's why Matt, I think, is looking at a 7. If you're a 30 RPI, that puts you right on the 7 line. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ Neidmeyer, state champion again at Sandy Creek, comes up after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. March is a month filled with birthdays. Why don't you send your family and friends something to celebrate their birthdays that's impressive and memorable? The birthday flower cake from 1-800-Flowers.com. Yes, it's a signature gift, a true original, handcrafted floral arrangement in the shape of a birthday cake. Got one at home myself. Beautiful fresh flowers, perfectly designed, like a double-decker cake. Even comes with candles and delivered in a cake box. It is, I kid you not. 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer just for my listeners. It's a free upgrade. If you order a large birthday flower cake for the price of a small, that's a $39.99 value for only $29.99. Available for same-day delivery. How about that? And backed by the 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. Come on, March is a month filled with birthdays. Get her done. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Make it memorable.
I'm Doug Duda with a Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. Just one game for the Tri-City Storm this week as they skate at Omaha Friday. The Nebraska Danger home Monday, March 12th to take on the Omaha Beef. In basketball, the Nebraska men play Purdue Thursday night at 7 in the opening round of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Nebraska women are off until the NCAA's March 17th. And the Hastings women play Tennessee Wesleyan Thursday at noon in the opening round of the NAIA Tournament on 1230 AM KHAS. In wrestling, UNK sends 8 to the NCAA Championships this weekend in Pueblo, Colorado. Nebraska is off until the NCAA Championships March 15th in St. Louis. In baseball, Nebraska has their home opener Tuesday against Kansas State at 2:05. UNK comes in Wednesday at 1:35 and Cal Friday through Monday. UNK after the game at Nebraska will host New Mexico Highlands Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the Hastings College baseball team travels to Wichita to take on Friends University Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute.
She lays it up through the double team and scores. Michaela Shaw with both fourth quarter buckets here for Sandy Creek. She's got 18 of the Cougars, lead it by 1. Edmonton has the lead. Allison Hollinger with 6 points here in the second half. A long, long three off the front of the iron. It's no good. Rebound Satorius. The time expires, and Sandy Creek is just state champion for the 10th time in school history.
And next week, the boys are back in town on the stations of Platte River Radio, including Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 64. Southwest winds also increase to 15 to 30. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 45.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, all of our guests fed by our friends at Burger King. Breakfast served until 11 every morning. Plus, you get a Whopper anytime, day or night. That's what they do. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart up north. They're near Kearney Cinema down south. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. I'm going to catch up with a state champion for the 10th time. He didn't change his name this year to Tenmeyer. Nine for Ninemeyer sounded so good a couple years ago. It was bizarre watching that game. When they had a Shaw girl from Sandy Creek, that was really just weird because I don't know.
It was weird because I know I called her Amber at least twice during the broadcast.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if there's more Shaws from Sandy Creek or more McCarters from Overton.
Well, Brian Shaw, who got one of the finals in the state tournament, I thought he was a lot older than that because Michaela's still his sister.
On the all-class all-tournament team, Michaela Shaw was, by the way.
She deserved to be, and Ashley Harms, who apparently is going to go into Ultimate Fighting after taking that shot to the eye and battling back. She's going to move on, one of the seniors that leave the Sandy Creek Cougars. But Russ Ninemeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. As you said, it's time to call him Russ Tenmeyer. That's the 10th state title. Russ, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you back on, watching the game, calling the game for our network of stations on Saturday. It had a little bit of everything in it. It had the feeling out process in the first quarter. It had the run in the second quarter by you. It had the comeback in the second half by Minden, and then it had a fantastic finish. What part of the game are you going to most remember?
Probably that last little bit when Torrey Wheeler stepped up and made those free throws for us. But I thought overall the game was played well, and just the excitement of the crowd going throughout the whole game and the kids themselves. But I think that last few seconds is the one I'm going to remember the most.
Russ, what sparked the run in the second quarter?
I just think we got out and did some things that we needed to do. I think we called a timeout, and we came out, and we ran a particular play, a setback play on a backside lob that we executed very well. I think that was a big stab right there by us, and yeah, I thought that would maybe have been the key at that point.
Russ, I've got to ask you the question. You've been doing this for a long, long time. I want to jump right into this. That is now the 10th state title, one away from tying South Sioux City for the most in Nebraska history. When it looked like, hey, you guys had your run, you were dominant, you had the 95-game winning streak, then all of a sudden you've got back on the scene here the last 4 years as far as state tournament appearance. You guys never really did go anywhere, but what has sparked the resurgence there? I know getting some kids like Shaw and some of those familiar names always help, and do you look at number 11 as a goal now for this program?
Well, right now I think our kids are just excited about playing basketball again. We've got some great kids, and that's probably the biggest thing for the improvement of the program right now. We've got some kids that want to play basketball. Going for number 11, that's always everybody's dream to win the next championship as soon as they can, when it's your first or your 11th. So I'm sure that that will be on the board next year for the girls going into the season.
Will you be C1 next year, Russ?
Yeah, we'll be C1 next year.
A lot of the talk, even before this final, was all the young teams that were at state this year. Shadron's got a lot coming back. Of course, the Kissinger girls are back for Minden. You've got Shaw back. Hershey is going to have basically everybody back. Are we going to see a lot of these same teams, you think, maybe next year in Lincoln?
Well, I think so. I think you're going to have a lot of kids that are going to step up. Usually that next year of growth of mentally and physically will really help the younger team. So I think you'll see a lot of the same schools back in there again.
Russ, how much was 0-for-9 from Brooke Kissinger? You don't see that very often. How much of that was just a poor shooting day for her? How much of that was your defense?
I think probably a little of everything. I think our defense did a great job. We had a great plan on her. Torrey Wheeler did a great job, and we had a couple other girls come off the bench and try to hold her. We just wasn't trying to give her normal distance shot. We were trying to push her out, And then I think also one thing people got to remember, 3 days and 3 days in a row, a lot of legs are taken away from you. So I think that's a big key right there, too. Conditioning was probably a big thing.
Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeier joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, after they win their 10th state girls championship on Saturday. And I got to ask you about Ashley Harms. I mean, that was a close game in the semifinals with Shadron, and you have to play the last quarter in about 3 minutes without her in the ball game. But she comes back strong for you on Saturday. First, how worried were you when she left the game on Friday, and then how much of an impact was she on Saturday?
Well, when she first left, I just thought she was only going to be for a couple of minutes, and it just kept going on and on and on. And I know she wanted to get back out there really quick, but when she came out, it was a big relief. But I knew on Saturday there was no way you're going to stop that young lady from playing ball. She did the necessary steps she needed to do with icing it, and she was going to play if she had to play with one eye only. So she's a tremendous competitor.
Russ, I'm going to single out Michaela, because anytime you make the all-class, all-tournament team, normally that's reserved for Class A, and they'll throw a Class B, just throw somebody a bone. Well, Mike Gazelle will be on it because he's an Iowa recruit.
Yeah.
But anytime you're in Class C, that's something pretty special, and Michaela made that team from Stu.
Yeah, she's a heck of an athlete, not just basketball, volleyball, and track, too, and she's very, very strong, and I would consider she's a complete player. She, the more the distance she can run, the better she becomes, and I think that's something that's really tremendous. But this weekend, she took the team on her shoulders and played very, very well.
For us to do this deal as long as you guys have done it, to have a culture there, and I always joke about the no-suck culture, and you've got a great one built. At Ravenna, you know, the boys' deal is incredible. The commitment in the off season is what for your kids?
Well, basically, we ask the kids to do a couple of things. Maybe we might hit a team camp one or two. We play a little summer league, and that's about all. That's all we really do. I try to keep the ball in their hands as much as possible. But I let the kids have their summers a little bit on their own, but yet we still try to get together a couple of times and play some ball if we can.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We've got an email from Rusty and Lamar. Question for Coach Neinmeier. Where was the red sports coat that is usually worn on championship Saturday?
Well, it was left at home, and you know, I just thought it was a time for a change maybe, and the girls were asking the same question on Saturday morning, did you bring your coat? And I go, nope, I left it at home. They all looked at me with worry. I go, hey, guys, you're a new team, new identity. Let's go make a statement here. So that's what they decided to do.
I thought it was because the coat was probably too big now.
You think, huh?
Russ, I'll ask you the question that everybody's asking, at least going into the tournament. And now looking back on it, what happened in the district final, and what happened to forget that for the second year in a row and make a run at state?
Well, I tell you what happened in district finals, that Lincoln Christian came out playing, that they knew they had everything to gain and nothing to lose was one thing. Got to give our hats off to them. They played very, very well. It was a typical thing. We had three losses on the season, and all three had the same common thing. We just didn't play very well on those three nights. And any of those three losses that we absorbed during the year, it was a lackluster effort on offense, and we just couldn't make a shot. And again, you know, that was a key. But I think these girls came off of that and knowing they wanted to do it. I mean, we had numerous chances to win that that district title game in overtime all the time, but we just couldn't hold on to it. So I think our kids got focused up and knew they weren't going to be denied on that point.
Rest 10 of them now. Do you remember every one of them individually, or they all run together?
Nope. I got them all separate yet. And the kids who played in them, that's some of the things that the little kids will come and ask me during class is, who's this on the wall and the picture? And I can tell them who they are, where they're at, and what they're doing yet. But, you know, all my kids have all been very, very special to me in the basketball program. And we always tell them, once you're a Cougar, you're always a Cougar for life. So that's something very important to us.
Well, the Super Bowl MVP goes to Disney World. The head coach that wins 10 state titles, he goes to Hawaii next week. Russ, enjoy your vacation, and we can't wait. I mean, let's make this official. You are back next year, right?
Yes, I'm coming back.
Okay, Russ, enjoy your time off, and congratulations to you and the kids again on another championship.
Thank you for your coverage. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. Russ Neinmeier, head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You know, I think a lot of people out there that have programs that struggle, and they wonder why they struggle. You know, the summer league in the summer and the team camps. You know, it's I don't think they start those when those kids are juniors. You know, this is something they do every year. And if you're a part of that program, you're required to do that every year. And then you wonder why they're good every year and you suck every year. You look at it's a blueprint for success that they have there. They have it at Ravenna. Go learn some of these things. So, you know, so you don't have to watch crap basketball all
year. That's one of the reasons Sandy Creek eventually got caught up to. It took 10 years for some of these teams to catch up to them, but it does eventually turn out that way. And you've got to have a little talent.
And
you
got to
have a little homegrown talent.
No, I know the Kissinger girls are driving to Lincoln to play for shit. I mean,
I can't
going
remember
until
little Tony Davis comes along. Wait till that happens.
Yeah.
Tony Jr.
Well, he won't suck, I'll tell you that.
Well, hey, by the way, folks, all the podcasts of the radio games that we do, not only at the State Girls Tournament last year, but throughout the year, are up on our podcast, up on our website. You can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you do go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, check out the pictures from the state tournament this week. There are a couple of really good ones up there, including Coach Neinmeyer with the championship trophy. And they're all yours. You can look at them. It's free. You can download them. You can do what you want with it. And so there you go. Check that out, and we'll do it again for the boys this week. The final rankings out from the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star. Very few differences in these. So for Omaha, all the number one teams, or all the state champs, finished number one. No one in Class A from the area. In B, Holdridge 5th, Northwest 7th, and C1, Minden 2nd. Then it was Boone Central, Shadron, and Milford to round out the top five. Hastings St. Cecilia was 9th in C2. Blue Hill 7th, Centura 8th. In D1, Amherst was placed 5th, Exeter Milligan 4th. And in D2, Ansley 5th, Giltner 7th, Eustis Farnham 10th. And you know, in hindsight, hats off to Amherst. They played GAC. I mean, you got GIC, Grand Island Central Catholic. Now you got GAC, Guardian Angel Central Catholic, out of West Point. They played them as tough as anybody in the tournament and had the chance to take the lead in the last 2 minutes of the game in what would have been the upset of the tournament.
And I know were they outsized, Doug? Because the 4 rebounds, right? And they kick it out, and the girl got a 3-pointer.
Yeah, they gave up a lot of offensive boards. And one of the reasons they gave up a lot of offensive boards is because Guardian Angels missed a lot of shots. Now, I don't want to sugarcoat this. I mean, West Point, if this was the other way around and it was Amherst, the number one seed, that won the game the way, you just have to say, you know what, Guardian Angels shot the ball very poorly. They were 3 of 29 from three-point land. They missed a lot of bunnies, but you've got to have some help if you're going to upset the number one team, and Amherst put themselves in a position to win that game. And that's saying something. They finished 5th in the state, and after the start they had and get everything settled down after the holiday break, that's a heck of a finish.
You can single out a lot of players, and the Kissinger girls are sensational. Everybody knows that. Haley Bauer has been one of the big three. She had a great tournament herself. And
Hallie was outstanding. Brooke sets a single game record with 7 threes in the semi. Couldn't get one in the. But you know what? So what? You know what? You have to hit them all at some point, and these teams had some great state tournaments. A heck of a year, especially in that C1 with, you know, St. Cecilia didn't get there. Kearney Catholic didn't get there. There were some teams that stayed home. And I'm going to tell you what, the team to watch out for next year is Hershey. Out of all those teams, look out for Hershey. In fact, it wouldn't be a stretch to have Hershey preseason number one next year in C1 because Shaw now has to have some things built around her at Sandy Creek. Hallie Bauer is going to be gone from Minden. So is Bailey Peterson. They're really going to have to fill in around the Kissinger girls and get better in some of those spots where they have some depth. So there you go. We'll talk about Minden boys, coming up with Shannon Lovin right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, air on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I got a busy schedule, prepping for the show, interviews, working on the book, spending time with my family. So saving time more than ever is really crucial for my life. That's why I love Stamps.com. It saves me the time and hassle of going to the post office and getting in line behind Gert. No more driving, fighting for a parking space, waiting in those brutal lines. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and printer. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. Get postage whenever you need it, right from your desk.
Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. With a busy schedule, mine's busy, and so is yours. Saving time, more important than ever. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 64. Southwest winds also increase to 15 to 30. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bruce Furniture taking care of you as you get ready for the NCAA tournament. Men's and women's, sit back, relax. Get a new recliner or on your new living room set, or just take a little snooze on your new Serta mattress. They've got it all there for you at Bruce Furniture Stores. Visit any one of them in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Just the right help for you. They'll even move all that info and move all that furniture, move that end table in, move that mattress in, take out whatever you want them to take out. It's all part of the deal. They're there for you. Just right, and same day or next day free delivery on any in-store merchandise. Price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. They're there for you, or else they wouldn't be there. That's Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Rusty Lamar says, with the bounties being thrown out and the penalties for being physical now being called, what will be the penalty for rolling the flags on the belt during the future NFL flag football seasons? Will Brett Favre kick retirement to the curb to make a comeback to play NFL flag football in his Wranglers? Daddy.
See, that's my point. When you start tinkering with the way the game is played, and then every hit you're investigating it, that's the bad part about the deal. That's the bad part about the deal.
Well, the Minden girls made a run to the state finals this weekend. The Minden boys were there last year, and they're trying to get back and finish it off with a state championship, and they've got three games to win to do it. Joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Shannon Lovin, the head coach of the Whippets. Again, my pointing this out, they're 22-1, and the only loss is to unbeaten C2 top-ranked Ravenna. So they went out and played some teams this year, and Coach Lovin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you guys, it takes a lot of energy for the guys to cheer on the girls. Is that a concern? I mean, you told me down there you guys do some shoot around, you get a little workout in, but that takes a little work to be cheering on the ladies.
Yeah, I think everybody's maybe a little tired today, but we're going to be ready to go. We'll get some good sleep here and have a couple good practices and be ready to go on Thursday.
Shannon, initially I always ask, like to ask coaches, when they see the bracket, what'd you think overall? Away from Boys Town, I guess that would be good, right?
Well, that's what everybody was kind of thinking, yeah. If we could get on the opposite side, we thought we'd be happy with that. Though there is, you know, quite a few quality teams out.
Your initial assessment of Hershey and what they bring to the floor?
They've got some good players. The Hyatt kid's back, and he's playing pretty well. And number 21, I can't think of his name right now, is a pretty good shooter from the outside. And looks like they have some kids who can knock down the three, and then kid inside's a pretty good rebounder.
9 o'clock go time for your team. Your thoughts on that?
We practice periodically throughout the year in the morning with different things coming up with our gym use. And so, you know, we'd rather go 9 o'clock in the morning and get it done instead of sitting around all day nervous, wondering what to do.
Now, I was told over the weekend that Coach Cremosta didn't like to practice his girls in the morning because they didn't practice well. How about your guys?
You know, we don't mind it too much. We can get a good hour and 15 minutes in, and I think that goes pretty well. And that's one reason we go in the morning. I think we can get a little more done.
As you take a look at this team coming through what was a very tough sub-district and what could have been a tough district final, except that you were very familiar with Valentine and kind of did to them what you've been doing to most teams. You scored and held them down with that 40-point average. How's the team played in the last month up to your expectations?
I think we made some pretty good strides the last month. You know, as you said, our sub-district was pretty tough with St. Cecilia and Adams Central and Kearney Catholic in there. And those wins against St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic were big wins for us. You know, both quality teams, and very pleased with those. And then to play Valentine like that, as athletic as they are, and we kind of took them out of things right away when Kissinger came out shooting so well.
Well, you bring up Kissinger. He's been the leader on the football field, one of the leaders on your basketball team. Just talk a little bit more about him.
Derek's always always a great player for us. He struggled shooting a little bit earlier in the year, and he started taking the ball to the hole now. And I think he's rounded his game a little bit more this season where he wasn't shooting as well early on. But lately, the three is starting to come back again, and we've been pretty happy with that.
Depth on this team, we've talked about that with you before. You got guys that'll come in and play minutes. How about now those kids coming off the bench? As opposed to just playing minutes, it's quality minutes.
I think we have a number of guys playing quality minutes. In fact, we have some guys we aren't getting on the floor as much as we'd like. You know, R.J. Watson's been playing great off the bench for us, bringing offense off the bench right away. And Isaac Carlson and Jonas Love and Mitchell Moeller and Ryan Cremosta, all those kids can come in and score a few points and play really good defense for us.
Shannon, I know from watching you, you guys want to apply pressure, use your quickness to your advantage. You give up some height for your quickness.
Well, we do, but these kids are pretty athletic and they can jump pretty well. And, you know, we've talked about Thomas Senzel only being about 5'10", but yet he guarded that 6'6 Connor kid from Valentine and caused him all kinds of fits. So even though we may not be the tallest team in the world, we think we're pretty fast and athletic, and we can cause a taller player some problems.
Shannon Lovin, head boys basketball coach at Minden, joining us here for another moment or two on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of unusual to go to a state tournament and basically be very unfamiliar with the other seven teams. You haven't played them this year, probably haven't even seen them. Now, if you would happen to get to the other side, there is Norfolk Catholic and Bishop Newman, but not many people are giving it a chance that you'll see those guys in a state championship. Does that make it hard to prepare for this tournament?
Well, right now we're focused on Thursday, to be honest with you. I have seen a little bit of film on Hershey earlier in the year because Coach Jorgensen and I have traded some films, and so we're a little bit familiar with each other. Making it hard, I guess, some of these teams are doing the same thing. We're going to see some 1-3-1 and some man, and we'll do a little bit of work each day this week on each thing just so it's not brand new for us. But we've seen some of these teams during the summer as well. We played Wahoo twice this summer, beat them on a buzzer beater, and then they beat us by 10. So we all are familiar with some of the teams.
I think we, obviously, we've talked a few times throughout the last couple of years, but I think we talked probably exactly 1 year ago today about getting ready for state. So as you think about going into state this year as to compared to what you were thinking last year, what's different?
That's a little bit different, being maybe one of the favorites. Instead of being the underdog coming in and having people pointing at you, that's maybe a little more nerve-wracking. It was exciting going down and watching the girls, and they did a great job, and I think they got everybody kind of going and getting ready for our week.
I was going to say, the whole town of Minden, it looked like on TV, was in Lincoln. Great place to rob a bank on Saturday. That's what I say, but the support is second to none. By the way, Shannon, and for Minden fans out there, Tom Crable, the Boys Town coach, will join us in the next couple of days. He's become a buddy of ours the last couple of years. But if you're interested in Class C1 basketball, You want to stick around and hear that?
Yeah, did you want to throw any smack talk out, Shannon?
You know, I don't want to throw any smack talk, but we do have a Kissinger on our team as well. You know, the girls have Brooke and Jamie, but we've got Derek. So we'll have a little fun, hopefully. You know, hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to get that far, and we'll get to play each other.
Nobody tells him he's like the fourth best Kissinger in that family, do they?
Oh, well.
Well, he's going to get his chance to shine this week for the Minden Whippets. Shannon, we will see you at Pershing on Thursday morning, and best of luck. Let's hope we can be playing that first championship game just like the girls did.
We sure hope so.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you, guys.
Shannon Lovett, head coach of the Minden Whippets, joining us here. 9 a.m., easy one for Minden fans as far as logistically. Now, after watching some of them last weekend, maybe, you know, physically it's a little bit tougher. But 9 a.m. every morning if they keep winning, 9 a.m. for Minden. For Ravenna, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4:30. For Overton, 10:45, 9 a.m., 11 o'clock. So they're all in the morning. Again, keep winning. And for Giltner and Loomis, night. Well, no. Giltner, 9 a.m., 7 at night. That's one of those where you could come back home. And then 8:30 in the evening. Loomis, 8:45, 8:45, 8:30.
See, and I think for Giltner, that's a great advantage. You take care of business, you get a whole day and a half to rest. These other teams don't.
Well, there you go. Okay, all right.
I mean, State of Nebraska needs to look at that because, you know, if you're one of those other teams, you're saying, wait a minute. They've already got, you would think Howells with the number one seed would have that luxury. Giltner's a number two seed. You'd think Howells plays at 7 at night, then 8:45, where Giltner plays 9 in the morning. You take care of Hayes Center, who's 16-7. 7 o'clock at night.
Well, you can find a way. You got like a Class B team. Your Scottsbluff Aurora game's at 8:45 at night, and then you play at 1 in the afternoon if you make it into the finals. There's a couple places you can tweak it where those 8:45 games, or vice versa, 9 a.m. games are playing late at night. But it's getting closer. They're doing better. They're doing a better job at least.
I hope all these coaches and these area kids just really enjoy this week, and it's over so fast. Girls will tell you the same thing. Last week flew by. This week's going to fly by. There's going to be some great basketball to check out.
Well, Irish Ken has fired off to the Dent Popper inbox once again. He has just stumbled to his computer and started typing.
Incoherently typing.
Apparently, because listen to this. After watching a lot of the state basketball tournament on TV and listening to the Bob Costas of local sports broadcast a couple of games, I must conclude the following. Doug, you must stop hanging around teeny boppers. I must have said my bad a couple of times. He goes, really? He goes, second, the Class A finals was a terrible exhibition of basketball. I believe that either Minden or Sandy Creek could have beaten either team. I also think that if the foul called in the last 2 seconds of the game was a foul, then I am Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's bad.
A horrible call. I don't know about Minden or Sandy Creek beating those teams, Irish Ken. I don't think so. Those were two solid, solid clubs. The only two losses that Southeast had were to Central. I wasn't there for Class A. I was doing other games, but I heard it kind of got pretty bad fan-wise, afterwards-wise, had to get extra security-wise. You know what? That doesn't happen in the other classes, so all you Class A-ers, there's another thing for you. Why? Why? Why has it got to be that way? Why?
I don't
doesn't
know.
You don't see him calling extra security in Class D1.
Well, you got to find out who that official is and make sure he never worked. I mean, that's just a...
Yeah, they didn't have a final on Saturday. We'll take a break, be back, talk a little football, and going to give you a chance to win some tickets. What are we giving stuff away to this week, Jeffrey?
It's the bike swap show on Saturday and Sunday.
Cool. Right here in Kearney.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, right. Let's give some away during this break because I want people going in on a positive note to our final break on the day. The Central Nebraska's largest motorcycle show and swap meet is this weekend on Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 4 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And, folks, these tickets are $8 for adults, so they're worth a little something, and we want to give you a chance to check this out. There's all kinds of things going on. It's excellent for the kids. It's excellent for the folks that like bikes. It's excellent for the folks that like to see a little ink because there's a tattoo clinic going on as well. But there's so much going on. Best display, people's choice, best show. It's fun, and it's this weekend. You can go to KearneyNebraskaBikeShow.com. Let's give away a couple pair of tickets during this break. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll pick out caller number 3 and 4, give you a pair of tickets to the Central Nebraska Motorcycle Show and Swap Meet. Call now, and we'll be right back.
Hi, it's The Herd. March is a month filled with birthdays. Why don't you send your family and friends something to celebrate their birthdays that's impressive and memorable? The birthday flower cake from 1-800-Flowers.com. Yes, it's a signature gift, a true original, handcrafted floral arrangement in the shape of a birthday cake. Got one at home myself. Beautiful fresh flowers, perfectly designed, like a double-decker cake. Even comes with candles and delivered in a cake box. It is, I kid you not. 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer just for my listeners. It's a free upgrade. If you order a large birthday flower cake for the price of a small, that's a $39.99 value for only $29.99. Available for same-day delivery. How about that? And backed by the 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. Come on, March is a month filled with birthdays. Get her done. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Make it memorable.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Championship week in the NCAA, and we've got you covered all week long on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tonight, the Colonial Athletic Championship at 6. Last year's Cinderella Virginia Commonwealth tries to get back when they take on Drexel. And then at 8, St. Mary's and Gonzaga, the top two seeds in the West Coast Conference, play for their championship. Drexel, Virginia Commonwealth at 6, Gonzaga, St. Mary's at 8. Tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lots of sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 64. Southwest winds also increase to 15 to 30. Then we'll stay with a clear sky tonight with a low near 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy's show back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Folks, don't forget that coming up 1 week from not even a week now. Sunday, the selection show in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation for the first time ever has our $50,000 H&H Distributing Cunningham's Journal Bracketology Contest. Doug and Daddy doing it even better. Yes, no strings attached that if you would happen to have an outstanding, better than average tournament selection, you could win $50,000. And you don't even have to get every game right. This isn't one of those. You got to get a lot of them right. Let's not lie. But you could also get 5,000. You could get 500. And even if you don't get to that level, our winner will once again get a great grand prize that we give out here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And probably the top 30 or 40, as we always do, will pick up a prize as well. That will be up Sunday. The brackets go up. You'll have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to make your selections. Two things. It's on ESPNSuperstation.com. It's free to play, but you must be at least 18 years of age and a legal resident of Nebraska to win. Go to our ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club while you're there. Get signed up. 500 points just for signing up. We've got great deals like Hy-Vee Deli Pizza, PBR tickets, RFA tickets, and you can vote on our poll question of the day. What do you take from Tiger's 62? He's still got great golf. He had a lucky round. It's a sign of what to come in the majors, or it still wasn't enough to beat Rory. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. Will Creighton win the Missouri Valley basketball tournament? 71% said yes. That was before it happened. Will Jared Crick be drafted in the NFL draft? Most people said second round. What is your memory of the Daytona 500? We put that up? Oh, anyway. There you go. Check it out today, folks. ESPNSuperStation.com. Daddy, I go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Probably didn't get a chance to talk much about this. Out Thursday and Friday, I heard you had two very solid co-hosts in Drake and Steve.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Never had Drake in before. You know,
Drake
you say
Baronic.
Drake Baronic. Never had him in before. You know, it's one thing to say, yeah, I'll do the radio show. Then you put the microphone in front of his face when that's never happened much before. He did an outstanding job. Had a great time with him. We actually renamed it the Drake and Daddy Show. So I hope you weren't upset about that. But we got it back to Doug and Daddy. And then Steve Anderson is always solid as always.
Trent says, I feel as if Terry Joseph is an upgrade from Corey Raymond. Joseph coached the 12th-ranked pass defense last year and was the recruiting coordinator at Tennessee. He also coached with Bo and has those Louisiana ties that we can steal a prospect or two from down there. What do you guys think?
Sounds like the recruiting angle of Terry Joseph is what they probably went after. And, of course, Bo Pelini knowing him is something. So I think that's great. I think that's what Nebraska wants. Hey, get him here. Let Bo Pelini coach him.
Going to talk a little football and basketball tomorrow. The Hastings women are getting ready to go to the NAIA National Tournament. We're going to be talking with Jeff Dittman before they get out of here. Jared Crick is back from the Combine. We're going to talk with him, the former Husker, on tomorrow's show. Former Loper Jake Spitzelberger, the Offensive Player of the Year in the conference. He's getting ready to head overseas to play football. He's going to join us on the show tomorrow, plus more preview of the Boys State Basketball Tournament tomorrow here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
Bring that up, Douglas. Midway offers their customers a hassle-free buying experience, bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, free car washes for life. Midway Auto Group was named the best new and used car dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. Stands the reason. When you're set to do things a little bit differently, you create a better way to buy a vehicle. Good things are bound to happen, and that's what they're doing. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac celebrating its 25th anniversary. The fact that they were number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska, and that Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size dealer in the Midwest. Midway, the hassle-free experience. Check them out. All the dealerships right on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We were talking about Illinois State being so impressive. They had a three-game losing streak in mid-January where they were in 6 days. They had to play Wichita State and Creighton and then lost to Drake as the third game of that stretch there. That was after beating Evansville by 2. So in 1 week that happened. Then later they lost to Evansville at Evansville. They lost at Creighton big. They lost at Northern Iowa. They lost at Indiana State in overtime. They lost against Wichita. So they had problems winning on the road is what their problem was, and that's why they looked pretty good most of the time, especially when they played Creighton the last two times in Wichita State, but weren't good enough to get a ticket to the NCAA tournament.
One of those far-reaching things, Joe Ellenberger, chance to fight on TV on FX on Saturday night. Took care of his opponent, keeps moving up the ranks. Of course, Joe wrestled at UNK. His brother, Jake Ellenberger, was on the UNO team. Basically,
and he was the one that fought the day.
Diego Sanchez, before state wrestling in Omaha. So both those guys doing very, very well.
Did you watch the Los Lakers against the El Heat yesterday?
I loved it. I loved it. I was like El Hito. Yeah.
That is such a biggest bunch of garbage. It's just, again, really? Really?
Be accepting of other cultures. Please.
Okay, watch Telemundo and see how accepting they are of us.
I'm just, it got a little bit ridiculous, you're right. I was watching the ticker and I was like, oh, Los Lakers, El Hito.
Tonight, here on ESPN Radio, Championship Week continues. It's the Colonial Athletic Championship, the darlings of last year's tournament in Final Four. VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, plays Drexel, followed by the top two seeds battling in the West Coast Conference Championship, Gonzaga, and 21st-ranked St. Mary's. That is at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Sun Belt and Horizon League. Wednesday, the Patriot and Big Sky. Then we get into the Big Ten tournament, which is going to air here on ESPN Radio. UNK has a new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Andy Siegel. He has been all over the place, as most coaches in Division II, well, any assistant coaches have been. He was at Southern Miss for 2 years in 2009 and 10. He most recently was the director of league development for the World Professional Football League.
Hmm.
He graduated from Winona State. He's been at Southern Arkansas and Quincy in Division II. So you've got that going for you. The Nebraska men end up being the 11th seed. That's right. They're not the 12th seed. They are going to play Purdue Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. By the way, since we last spoke, the UNK men's season ended on Friday. Hopefully continued in the right direction, but now into the MIAA. So basketball is now all done in the RMAC at UNK.
Great season, though. I think expectations coming in, they turned the corner.
Definitely got better.
They got a lot better. They got a lot of young
kids
playing.
Especially with those injuries. My God. I mean, imagine if they would have had Dentlinger and Quentin Reagans in the stretch run here.
Yeah.
I mean, when they went out, they were the top two scorers. I don't know how they won another game after that. I mean, I don't care how good you are. Take away the top two scorers from anybody's team.
You're exactly right. So hopefully build some more talent around those guys and Lopers will be back where Lopers belong.
Nebraska baseball team celebrated with a blizzard at the Dairy Queen Classic yesterday, a 10-3 win over Minnesota. Daddy, three Huskers named all-tournament. Richard Stock, Austin Darby, Michael Pritchard.
Never heard of any of them.
They will play Kansas State in the home opener in a warm but windy Haymarket Park where they just put up a brand-new video monitor, new scoreboard out there. So that's up and ready to go.
What's wrong with the old one?
It's small. Okay. It's itty bitty. Okay. A little bit. Didn't get to show video. You know, it just put up the picture and didn't have – it was like a Commodore. For number two fan out there, he could probably explain this to you a little bit better. It's like a Commodore versus like the next to coolest thing you could get right now.
Okay.
Just short of Jerry's World.
I don't even know what a Commodore is.
Commodore 64, that was probably before your time.
Oh.
Yeah, old man. Nebraska Kearney baseball team 4-0 this weekend. Hastings dropped 3 to Bethany. Also,
Bethany beat them by herself?
I know. UNK softball team just getting underway. Dryden Park, swing out there over your lunch hour. Or just take the rest of the afternoon off. A couple hours, go watch the doubleheader against Colorado Christian. They split yesterday. Tonight is the organizational meeting for Kearney American Legion Baseball, Kearney High School math area. It is for the players, grades 9 through 12, and their parents. Yeah, you got to bring mom and or dad. For Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or 5 points tonight at 6:30. Nebraska Wrestling qualifies 6 for the NCAA tournament. Now you have to wait for the at-large bids to come out on Wednesday. Tri-City Storm. They were winning. Then you have Coach Howji in here, and they lose Friday and Saturday at home. Then they go to Omaha yesterday and win, and they move up in the rankings. I still don't understand this hockey. One game this week at Omaha and the Nebraska Danger. 38-23 loss yesterday, and they took on a Tri-Cities Fever team that played for the championship last year. Had already played once this year and played in the championship game last year. 38-23.
Good for them.
They host the Beef 1 week from today. We gave away our motorcycle and bike show tickets. Who's our winners, Jeff?
Kevin and Hastings and Jim and Kearney.
Well, let's get out of here, folks. We have been very busy today. We hope you enjoyed the show.
You know what? I want to thank Coach Tom McCann, Denny Miller. They invited me last night to be the MC at their end of the year wrestling banquet, and thank you guys for letting me be a part of your night. Both of them on their way out after Tom said he wanted to coach as long as Joe Paterno did, and he said he did it same amount of time. So congratulations to both those guys. I had a fun night last night,
and I noticed, even though you weren't supposed to be in the picture, that you did have a tie on. So good job by you.
Well, you know, it's weird because Tom's brother Johnny came over and said, hey, who won the Big Ten tournament today? And I said, oh, Purdue did double overtime. He's like, wrestling, dumbass.
We want to thank Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, Russ Neinmeyer, head coach of the 10-time state champion Sandy Creek Cougars, and Shannon Lovin of the Minden Whippet Boys as they get ready to go to state tomorrow. Former Husker Jared Crick as he gets closer to the NFL draft. Former Loper Jake Spitzelberger. More basketball tomorrow and Troutman's Tuesday Tribute.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.